Hello, welcome. I'm Regina, and I thank you for joining me this week for The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. This week, we will be looking at humility, what it is, and how we can apply it to our lives. So let's jump right in with our scripture reading. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Those are the words of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. When Jesus applies this term, humble, to himself, it refers to his attitude of service to others and his willingness to forego the rights and exaltation that are properly his as the Son of God. If endurance is the engine of life, humility is its fuel. As discipline gives love, focus, humility gives endurance, direction. Humility is the silent partner of endurance. Its strength is in its silence, its splendor in its repose. Humility leads to yielding, which is an essential element of humility, and the resulting yielding should not be confused with weakness and lack of self-esteem. Humility is modesty. It is acknowledgement. It is saying thank you to God. It is clearly recognizing your qualities and strengths and acknowledging that they are not your own. They were given to you by God for a higher purpose than just satisfying your own needs. Humility is modesty. It is recognizing how small you are, which allows you to realize how large you can become. And that makes humility so formidable. Endurance draws its energy from the acknowledgement of humility. Human endurance goes only as far as your tolerance level. Acknowledging that your strengths come from a higher place gives you the power to endure far beyond your own perceived capacity. It gives you part of God's enduring strength. A cup cannot be filled when you're filled with yourself in your needs. I and nothing else, there is no room for more. When you empty yourself before something which is greater than yourself, you allow in much more than your limited capacity. Humility is the key to transcendence, to reach beyond yourself. Only true humility gives you the power of total objectivity. Humility is sensitivity. It is healthy shame out of recognition that you can be better than you are and that you can expect more of yourself. Although humility is silent, it is not void. It is a dynamic expression of life that includes love, discipline, compassion, endurance, humility itself, bonding, and sovereignty. Humility is active, not passive, not a state of being, but an interaction, even in its calm and inaction. Examine the love in your humility. Healthy humility is not demoralizing. It brings love and joy, not fear. Humility brings love because it gives you the ability to rise above yourself and love another. Ask yourself, does my humility cause me to be more loving and giving, more expansive, or does it inhibit and constrain me? Am I humble and happy, or humble and miserable? Humility must be disciplined and focused. When should my humility cause me to compromise and when not? In the name of humility, do I sometimes remain silent and neutral in the face of wickedness? Another aspect of the discipline of humility is that humility must include respect and awe for the person or experience you stand humble for. If my humility is wanting, is it because I don't respect another? Examine if your humility is compassionate. Does my humility cause me to be self-contained and antisocial? Or does it express itself in empathy for others? Is my humility balanced and beautiful? Or is it awkward? Just as humility brings compassion, compassion can lead one to humility. If you lack humility, try acting compassionately, which can help you by bringing you humility. Examine the strength and endurance of your humility. Does my humility withstand challenges? Am I firm in my positions, or do I waffle in the name of humility? Humility and modesty should not cause one to feel weak and insecure. Endurance of humility underscores the fact that true humility does not make you into a doormat for others to step on. On the contrary, humility gives you enduring strength. Ask yourself, is my humility perceived as weakness? Does it cause others to take advantage of me? Examine the humility of humility. Everyone has humility and modesty in their hearts. The question is the measure and manner in which one consciously feels it. Am I afraid to be too humble? Do I mask and protect my modesty with aggressive behavior? Learn to cultivate your humility by interacting with people who are more refined than yourself, evoking in you modesty and humility that motivates you to grow. Humility must also be examined for its genuineness. Is my humility humble, or is it yet another expression of arrogance? Do I take too much pride in my humility? Do I flaunt it? Is it self-serving? Is my humility part of a crusade, or is it genuine? Do I have expectations due to my humility? Humility should not be a lonely experience. It ought to result in deep bonding and commitment. There is no stronger bond than one that comes out of humility. Does my humility separate me from others or bring us closer? Does my humility produce results, long-term results? Does it create an everlasting foundation upon which I and others can rely and build? Walking humbly is walking tall. Dignity is the essence of humility and modesty. The splendor of humility is majestic and aristocratic. Humility that suppresses the human spirit and denies an individual sovereignty is not humility at all. Does my humility make me feel dignified? Do I feel alive and vibrant? In closing, as you move through this week, try these exercises over the next 7 days and see what a difference you notice. Before praying with humility and acknowledgement of God, give some charity. It will enhance your prayers. Focus in on your reluctance in any given area to see if it originates from a healthy, humble place. Express a humble feeling in an act of compassion. Demonstrate the strength of your humility by initiating or actively participating in a good cause. Be humble just for its own sake. Use your humility to build something lasting. Teach someone how humility and modesty enhance human dignity. Let's pray. My most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you. I come to you with a humble heart, saying, in all that I am, I can be more, not through me, not through any power of my own, but through you. For your word teaches us that with you, with God, all things are possible. It continues to teach us that through Christ, I can do anything. Father, I acknowledge that I am weak. I am powerless in and of myself. And I only have what I have, and I am only who I am because of you. So, Father, I thank you for this lesson on humility. And I ask you to guide my steps as I try to apply everything you've taught us today to my life. And may my life be a living example for everyone around me, just as Jesus' life here on this earth was a living example for everyone around him and for us today. I thank you for the love, for the mercy, the compassion, the humility that you bestow upon us. And I thank you that you love us enough to bring these teachings to us and to guide us. You first speak them to us or allow us to read them. You allow us to ponder them. And then you guide our steps as we work to apply them. And I thank you. As we go through the rest of this week and into next week, Father, I ask you to place a hedge of protection around us. Protect us from any evil trap that the enemy may try to set before us. I ask you to allow the enemy to be caught in his own trap, but to protect us so that we have a testimony on our lips. For your word teaches us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that we overcome the adversary because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of our testimony. So I thank you, Father, for every provision that you've already made for us, for meeting every need that we have, for guiding our steps, for loving us, and for protecting us. I thank you that even though there's times we can't tell the difference between a blessing and a curse, you can. Father, forgive us for any idle words that we've spoken. And remind us to use our words wisely. Remind us of the power and the authority that are in our words, of the life that springs forth from our mouths. And Father, I thank you for each one who's taken the time, their time, and laid it down to listen to this teaching. I thank you for them. And I ask you to bless them this week. Bless them in ways that only you can do. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Thank you, my friends, for joining me for this episode of The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. Tell us what you think. Are these weekly episodes encouraging you? Is it content that you can apply to your daily lives? And do you see where it is enhancing your life? We want to know. Drop a line to Dave and let him know how much you appreciate him bringing these episodes and the episodes from others. And click on us each day for an encouraging word. Until next week, God bless you.